Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz urged Russian President Vladimir Putin in a rare phone call on Friday to begin talks with Ukraine that would open the way for a just and lasting peace. In a one-hour phone conversation, Scholz also demanded the withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukraine and reaffirmed Germany's continued support for Ukraine, a German government spokesman said. The call comes as Ukraine faces increasingly difficult conditions on the battlefield amid shortages of arms and personnel, while Russian forces make steady advances. A source in Ukraine's presidential office said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Scholz against the phone call on Friday, saying it would reduce the Russian leader's isolation and keep the war going. A top Iranian official says his country will continue to back Lebanon as U.S. officials circulate a ceasefire draft. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Iranian official Ali Larijani has pledged his country's unwavering support for Lebanon. During the talks, Larijani said the Islamic Republic of Iran supports Lebanon and Lebanese officials under any circumstances, especially under the current circumstances when the Zionist regime has put the Lebanese nation in a difficult position. Larijani added he hopes circumstances would soon improve in Lebanon so that displaced people could return home. According to reports in Lebanese media, U.S. Ambassador Lisa Johnson has handed over a draft of a proposed deal to end the Israel-Hezbollah war to Iran Parliamentary Speaker Nabeel Berri. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
President Joe Biden is gathering South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba for talks. Friday's meeting comes amid heightened concerns about North Korea's growing military partnership with Russia and Pyongyang's stepped-up ballistic missile tests. The meeting will take place on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru. This is VOA News. Delegations and NGOs defended the COP process on Friday after some former United Nations leaders said the annual climate summit was not fit for purpose. In an open letter published midway through what so far has been a fractious summit, a group of former leaders and climate experts said COP needs to be reformed. Director of International Climate Politics Hub, Kat Abreu.
It's clear that change is possible in this process, and there is room for constructive feedback to offer ideas for that change, and I think that that was what was intended by this letter.
Nearly 200 countries are gathered in Baku, Azerbaijan, with a primary goal of agreeing a new target for how much money needs to be provided to help developing countries adapt to climate change and recover from destructive weather. So far, those talks have made little progress. Protesters stormed the parliament of the Russian-backed breakaway Georgian region of Abkhazia on Friday, and opposition politicians demanded the resignation of the self-styled president over an unpopular investment agreement with Moscow. Protesters used a truck to smash through the metal gate surrounding the parliament in the capital, Sukhumi. Video from the scene then showed people climbing through windows after prying off metal bars and chanting in the corridors. Protesters also broke into the presidential administration offices, located in the same building as the parliament. Emergency services said at least 9 people were taken to hospital. Desperate relatives of possibly hundreds of illegal miners stuck underground in a disused mine shaft in South Africa waited outside the site on Friday in hopes that their loved ones would emerge safely. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports.
Police initially thought some 4,000 illegal miners were underground at the closed Stilfontein mine, about 150 kilometers from Johannesburg. They've revised the figure to several hundred, but are still denying them food and water as part of Operation Vala Umgodi, or Close the Hole.
We're not sending help to criminals. We're going to smoke them out. They will come out.
That is Cabinet Minister Kumbudzo Inshaveni earlier this week. Police say they are trying to force the miners, believed to have been underground for several weeks, to resurface. They say the miners are refusing to come up, fearing arrest or deportation. Anxious relatives have gathered at the mine, hoping to send supplies down to loved ones. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Typhoon Usagi has swamped rural villages and floods, knocked down power, and displaced thousands more people before blowing away from the northern Philippines, which has been pounded by 5 major storms in less than a month. Forecasters also say a new storm in the Pacific could strengthen into a powerful typhoon before hitting the Philippine archipelago on Sunday. Usagi was blowing toward southern Taiwan on Friday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from its passage over the Philippines. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.